Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
GX on Agriculture with Doug Falconer.
Good afternoon and welcome to GX on Agriculture. Coming up on today's program, Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt announced details of the 2023 crop insurance program at the Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation head office in Melville this morning. We'll have complete details on what the new program looks like. Also on today's program, the University of Saskatchewan Crop Development Center continues to work on new barley varieties. We'll hear from plant breeder Aaron Beattie. And if we have time, stock dogs are playing an important role on more ranches and farms with cattle or sheep. We'll speak to a woman who trains border collies. All of those stories and much more coming up on today's edition of GX on Agriculture. But first, it's time for the Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather. And that's a presentation of Milligan Bio. Milligan Bio now offers bile meal for your livestock, giving your animals more protein, more energy, and more of what they need. It's also brought to you by Sean Prahitka, your REMAX Blue Chip Ag Division Specialist. Welcome back to GX in Agriculture. Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt announced details of the 2023 crop insurance program at the Saskatchewan Crop Insurance head office in Melville this morning. He says the average coverage for 2023 is at a record high level of $446 per acre due to increased commodity prices and yield coverage.
As there is 1 year lag when calculating crop insurance premium rates, the 2021 production is now used for this year's 2023 premiums, and there was a large number of claims in 2021. However, as we see less of an impact on 2023 premium rates due to advances in our industry and modern farming practices, I'm very proud of the farmers and ranchers here in our province and how we have adopted to new technology. Saskatchewan producers are always innovating to become more productive and sustainable. Each year, more producers are utilizing modern farming practices and exploring new technology-enhanced equipment and operational tools. Saskatchewan is leading the way in modern agriculture, and these advancements are helping mitigate risk, allowing our farmers and ranchers to be more resilient. As we look forward to the 2023 growing season, I want to acknowledge the drive and resilience Saskatchewan farmers and ranchers continue to show year after year. In 2022, Saskatchewan producers insured over 35.6 million acres through crop insurance, over 80% of the total acres seeded in this province. It is now more important than ever for farmers and ranchers to evaluate their current insurance and ensure they have the right coverage for their operation. I want to reassure our producers the Crop Insurance Fund is strong and will continue to support Saskatchewan producers by paying all eligible claims. Since 2013, Saskatchewan Crop Insurance has purchased private insurance. This is an important risk mitigation tool which helps stabilize premium rates.
Merritt then gets into the details of the 2023 crop insurance program.
This year, crop insurance coverage will reach a record level due to higher commodity prices and increased yield coverage. The average coverage for 2023 is $446 per acre, an increase from $405 an acre in 2022. Due to this increased coverage and higher insured prices, the average total premium for 2023 is $14.79 per acre, an increase from the average of $12.05 per acre in 2022. I now want to talk about this opportunity to speak to the changes taking effect this year from the crop insurance program. The most significant change is a new way of individualizing premiums for each producer. Starting in 2023, Crop insurance now calculates an individual premium based on each customer's personal claim history compared to their area risk zone. SCIC calculates a base premium annually for each crop in each risk zone. With individual premium, the premium adjustment is an increase or decrease from the base premium is calculated individually for each crop a customer insures. This individual premium is unique to each farm and is calculated independently for each crop. This means a producer's claim on one crop does not impact their premium for a different crop. Producers will see these individual premiums be more reflective of what they are experiencing on their own farm. Staff began sharing information about these changes with producers in the fall of 2022. So I encourage producers to contact their local crop insurance office to have a conversation about individual premium and the impacts on their farm. Another change for 2023 crop insurance program is increasing the maximum coverage for unceded acreage feature. While the minimum coverage level remains the same at $50 per acre, additional unceded acreage coverage levels are increasing to $75 per acre, $100 per acre, and $125 per acre. The farmer can select their own coverage. Unceded acreage coverage is in place to compensate producers for costs associated with acres too wet to seed in the current year and getting those acres back in condition to seed for the following year. I encourage Saskatchewan producers to reach out to their local crop insurance office and have a conversation about the insurance options available for their farm. March 31st is the deadline to apply, reinstate, cancel, or make changes for crop insurance contracts. Over the next week, producers can expect to receive their crop insurance coverage information in the mail. We recommend producers review these packages. If no changes are made, a producer's coverage selection will remain the same as last year. To help make the most informed decision, producers can contract their local office to speak to a member of the crop insurance team and discuss creating a custom fit insurance plan for their farming operation.
That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt. We'll have more on today's announcement from the Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Premium announcement coming up a little later in the program. But first, it's time for the Ag Review portion of our program, and that's a presentation of New Era Ag Technologies in Swan River.
GX94, Ag Review.
The governments of Saskatchewan and Alberta want to get an insecticide used by some farmers reapproved by Ottawa. The Federal Pest Management Regulatory Agency recently altered the approved uses for Lambda Cyhalothrin, a pesticide used to kill grasshoppers and flea beetles. The change means the chemical can no longer be used on any crop that could end up as livestock feed, and as a result, the manufacturers have pulled it from Western Canada. Both provinces say due to continued drought in some parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan, grasshoppers are again likely to be a significant concern in the coming growing season. CN and CP Rail supplied a combined 83% of hopper cars ordered in Grain Week 29, an improvement from the previous week's 76%. This marks the third straight week of improved performance on a system basis. The improvement in performance reflects improved performance for each of CN and CP. In supplying 87% of hopper cars ordered on time in week 29, CN's order fulfillment performance improved from the 82% order fulfillment performance seen in week 28 and surpassing the 80% performance threshold for the second consecutive week. It is, however, also the 14th straight week that CN has fallen short of the 90% threshold. CP order fulfillment performance also improved once again, with the railway supplying 78% of cars ordered, an improvement from the 71% order fulfillment performance seen in week 28. CP performance has now improved for three consecutive weeks since the low of 56% seen in week 26. But this marks the 24th consecutive week that CP has fallen short of the 90% performance threshold. Nova Scotia farmers who didn't qualify for federal disaster assistance in the wake of Hurricane Fiona last September may be able to get on a new provincial program instead. The province has announced $3 million for what it calls the Fiona Agriculture Response Gap Funding Program, offering up to $400,000 for farmers, those with a gross farm commodity income of $10,000 or more, who weren't eligible for federal funding. The new program is meant to cover farmers who didn't get federal funding because of their revenue level, number of employees, or the business structure of their farm. The new program is separate from the Fiona Agricultural Disaster Assistance Program, which was open for applications from November 24th up until its deadline last Friday. As with the earlier program, applicants will need to be able to demonstrate damage or loss incurred during Hurricane Fiona, which hit the province last September 23rd and 24th. New vehicle sales in the United States are expected to increase in February, but the decision by General Motors to cut production of large pickup trucks at a U.S. plant points to new challenges for Detroit's automakers. The major Detroit pickup truck brands are sitting on growing inventories of unsold vehicles, according to Cox Automotive Data. As supply chain bottlenecks ease, the resolve among Detroit's automakers to keep inventories tighter than before the pandemic will be tested. Automakers could have to choose between reducing output to avoid price cuts or offering richer discounts to pump up sales volumes. GM dealers have over 100 days' supply of Chevy Silverado pickups in stock, reflecting more vehicles on the ground and a seasonally slow pace of sales. Inventory levels are over 100 days' supply for rival Stellantis's Ram half-ton and heavy-duty pickups. Ford has 92 days' worth of F-150s in stock. North Korea state media is reporting a political conference dedicated to agriculture is underway, as outside assessments suggest the country is facing a serious shortfall of food.
During a high-level meeting of the ruling Workers' Party that began on Sunday, party officials have reviewed state goals to accomplish a rural revolution in the new era. State media saying the ruling party's central committee will identify immediate important tasks on agricultural issues and urgent tasks arising at the present stage of the national economic development. South Korean experts estimate that the North is short of around 1 million tons of grain, nearly 20% of its annual demand. After the pandemic likely disrupted unofficial grain imports from China and the government restricted food sales at markets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And that's the AgriView portion of our program. Please stay tuned. GX on Agriculture will return in 60 seconds time. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. I'm Doug Faulkner. It's mainly sunny and minus 11 degrees in the Yorkton-Melville region. I'll have your complete weather details coming up at 1 o'clock. Well, as you just heard, Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt announced details of the 2023 crop insurance program in Melville this morning. He says the average coverage for 2023 is at a record high level of $446 per acre due to increased commodity prices and yield coverage. Merritt also outlines the Agri-Stability Program and other programs available for livestock producers.
In addition to crop insurance, SCIC also administers the Agri-Stability Program, the Livestock Price Insurance Program, and the Wildlife Damage Compensation and Prevention Program to help mitigate risk for Saskatchewan producers. While crop insurance provides coverage for seeding through harvest, Ag Stability provides further coverage against uncontrolled events like rising input costs or falling commodity prices. Effective for the 2023 program year, the Ag Stability compensation rate is increasing from 70% to 80%. I encourage producers to look at this. This is something that industry has asked for, and we have delivered. Enrolling in Ag Stability is as simple as calling the Ag Stability call center and requesting a new participant package The deadline to enroll in 2023 Ag Stability Program is April 30th. Since Ag Stability considers the impact to the whole farm, this includes all livestock and all commodities. The program offers margin risk protection over the course of the entire year, which for livestock producers can include coverage for rising input costs, such as increased costs for feed. In addition to Ag Stability, SCIC's full suite of business risk management programs includes features and options available specifically for livestock producers. Within the crop insurance program, there's coverage for forage for seed, sale or feed. Insurable forage acres include tame hay, dehydrated alfalfa, sweet clover, and green feed. And producers can select options such as establishment, restoration, and diversification coverage. In addition, weather-based coverage is also available for forage acres. Specifically for forage rainfall insurance program is available on all native and tame hay or grazing acres, protecting pasture land in the event of seasonal precipitation below the long-term average. And given the recent dry growing conditions, we see the forage rainfall insurance program responding, paying out over $94 million in claim payments over the last 2 years. Specifically, due to the widespread drought in 2021, the forage rainfall program paid producers approximately 48% of selected coverage. I encourage all livestock producers to have a conversation with your local office to discuss the crop insurance options best suited for your operation. And another option, most specifically for livestock producers, is livestock price insurance. SCIC administers a livestock price insurance program, often known by producers as LPI. LPI is a risk management program where producers can purchase price protection on livestock in the form of an insurance policy, providing protection against unexpected price drops over a defined period of time. Producers can insure under the calf, fed, feeder, or hog price insurance options. Since February 1st, producers can once again begin purchasing calf price insurance policies. The deadline to purchase calf policies is June 8th, 2023. The fed, feeder, and hog price insurance options are available to purchase year-round. Producers can purchase a policy through the Livestock Price Insurance Program by contacting Saskatchewan Crop Insurance or visiting the website lpi.ca/a. Weekly premium tables are available every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to help producers make informed purchasing decisions. Producers can select from a variety of livestock price insurance coverage options. SCIC also administers the Wildlife Damage Program for Saskatchewan producers. Producers who experience a loss or damage to crops, stacked forage, or livestock due to wildlife may be eligible for compensation. Funding is also available to producers for prevention measures taken to limit or reduce wildlife damage to crops, feed supplies, and livestock. Saskatchewan Crop Insurance staff will work with producers to individually assess the situation and discuss prevention options. The Wildlife Damage Compensation and Prevention Program is available to all Saskatchewan producers. If you spot wildlife damage, please contact SCIC as soon as possible to register a claim. All these insurance options I mentioned today can be part of a proactive risk management plan for Saskatchewan producers. To optimize crop insurance coverage, I encourage producers to consider different coverage levels and additional programs to meet their needs. Please take some time to review your farm's insurance plan on a yearly basis and reach out if you have any questions. The Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation has representatives at 21 office locations right across the province. Plus, there's a lot of information available on the website scic.ca/a. As we prepare for the fall farming season ahead, I also want to acknowledge the importance of caring for our physical and mental health on and off the farm. Farm safety is extremely important, and that's not just wearing protective gear and operating equipment safely. A large part of being safe on the farm is taking an active role in monitoring mental health and assessing supports. Producers face a number of factors that are out of their control, many of which can have a negative impact on mental health. I want to remind producers there are resources available, including the Farm Stress Line at 1-800-667-4442. Counselors are available 24 hours, 7 days a week, providing support to producers and their loved ones.
That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt. Stay tuned. I will have more reaction from today's announcements regarding the crop insurance program in Melville coming up in a few moments' time.
Livestock market conditions.
U.S. live cattle futures for April are trading at 164.92, down 45. June live cattle trading at 160.87, down 20. April feeder cattle trading at 194.42, up 85. May feeder cattle trading at 198.82, up 77. April lean hogs trading at 84.92, down 110. May lean hogs trading at 94.22, down 112. And that's the livestock market conditions. Please stay tuned. GX on Agriculture will be back right after these messages. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. The Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation has outlined its program for 2023. The announcement was made in Melville this morning. And Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation Acting President and CEO Jeff Morrill outlined some of the differences in insured prices for various crops from this year to last year.
Overall, we are seeing an increase in the insured prices year over year. It's about 7.2% increase in prices on average from the 2023 prices over 2022. And maybe just a couple of highlights. For hard red spring wheat, for example, the insured price for 2023 is $10.21 per bushel. Last year it was $8.71. For canola, $18.83 per bushel. Last year, $17.01. And I'll look at a pulse crop, large green lentils, 40 cents a pound for 2023 versus 36 cents for last year. So just to give you an indication. But overall, as I said, on average, 7.2% increase in prices.
Morrow also talks about the move to individualized crop insurance programs for producers and when farmers can get more information on it.
As the minister said, it is a individual premium that is calculated for each crop that a producer grows and insures. So there was changes that were required to our system to make sure that those calculations were accurate for all of those crops that each producer insures. As far as the when information is available, producers don't have to wait till they get to their package in the mail. We do expect that in the next week that they will have that information, but they can call our offices to talk about their insurance options and the coverage and the premium that's available starting later today or tomorrow.
SARM President Ray Orb was also in attendance for the crop insurance program announcement in Melville this morning. He had these comments.
We're pleased about the announcements. We realize that there is a lot of risk out there. You know, producers are looking at still pretty high input prices, costs, you know, down the road especially. Some good prices out there, and I know crop insurance has captured some good prices. So I think the protection and the kind of the ongoing commitment, I think, of Saskatchewan agriculture is there, and we're pleased about that. We're also pleased about some of the other programs. You know, and Minister Merritt mentioned wildlife damage. We're having a lot of reports about deer and elk being in haystacks right now, and as well as being out in some of the fields. And also the wild boar program, you know, we still get reports about those, and I know that crop insurance is following up on those. So generally, we're pretty pleased about all the changes that are mentioned here. We're not quite sure yet about the individual premium coverage change, how that will actually how that actually will take place. I think that it depends on individual producers and when they open their packages. And I know they can obviously get information ahead of time. So with the idea that there'll be no more, I think, than a $5 premium increase, I think generally that that change should be fairly muted. So I think just going on to say that we're always pleased when crop insurance looks at changing some of the programs. Agri-stability, obviously a good change, something that SARM had been lobbying for quite some time, to go to the 80%. And I think some of the margin reference, the caps are actually taken off too, which I think really good changes for producers. So all in all, a pretty good package and kind of a good way to start off this crop year.
That's SARM President Ray Orb. We'll have more reaction to the crop insurance premium announcement coming up shortly. But first, it's time for the commodities update, and that's a presentation of Lane Realty. When it's time to sell the farm, call Lane Realty, your trusted and experienced farmland real estate company. To include your property for showings, call 620-7260 or visit lanerealty.com.
Commodities update.
Canola futures are trading up across the board this hour. May canola trading at $824.80, up $5.10. July canola trading at $819.90, up $3.50. May Minneapolis wheat trading at $869.50, down 13 cents. May Kansas City wheat trading at $817.25, down 18 cents. May Chicago wheat trading at $7.08.25, down 13.5 cents. May corn trading at $6.44.5, down 4.75 cents. May soybeans trading at $15.12 per bushel, down 7.25 cents. May oats trading at $3.44.75, down 0.75 cents. And that's the commodities update. Getting back to the Saskatchewan Crop Insurance premium announcement in Melville this morning, Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Acting President and Jeff Morrill acknowledges that premiums and coverage levels are rising this year.
The coverage increase is driven almost exclusively by those commodity price increases, that's 7.2% on average. And so that has an impact on the premium cost as well, because as coverage goes up, so does the premium cost per acre. But also, as the minister mentioned, we are bringing in 2021 loss experience. So in 2021, we paid out $2.5 billion. So that loss experience is coming in to impact premium rates. And as the minister also said, it's not a significant impact, driven in large part by the advancements that producers are doing on their farms to mitigate their own risk.
Agriculture Minister David Merritt also outlines the reasons behind increasing the unseeded acreage program this year.
On the unseeded one, it's obviously an option. It doesn't mean producers have to take it. You know, where we probably see the unseeded more than anything would probably be on the east side of the province. And Manitoba had raised theirs, and so that's why we just felt compelled to work through that and work with the farmers, especially on the east side of the province. You're right. There's going to be, you know, some concerns on the west side of the province with lack of moisture so far this year. Hopefully we'll see a change in that in the next few months. But I think we have a good program on that side of it. Obviously we have, as I said in my opening comments, that program obviously is working for the livestock industry to some degree when you pay out just under $100 million over the last 2 years. We obviously saw some significant dollars going out to ranchers in predominantly in the southwest and central part of the province.
SCIC Acting President and CEO Jeff Morrill then talks about the uptake in the forage rainfall insurance program over the past 2 years.
What we've seen in the forage rainfall insurance program is that we've seen a fairly steady increase in participation. Last year, year over year, for example, I think 2021 was 3.1 million acres insured under the forage rainfall, and in 2022 that grew to 4 million acres. And we have made a number of changes over the years on the weather-based programs to make it more responsive, and those changes were driven by industry. We work with them. Last year, for example, we changed forage rainfall to consider heat, because in 2021 we had that heat dome impact, and we know that all the rain that falls isn't available for those forages to take up and convert into yield. So for every day the temperature reached over 31 degrees, we took away a millimeter precipitation just to make that more responsive. And then I'd say the other significant change in recent years is looking at the coverage that we offer. So for this year, for example, for tame grazing, I think our highest coverage is at $121 an acre.
He then outlines where most of the 2022 crop insurance claims came from.
Most of the claims this year were certainly on the west central and southwest part of the province. We're still finalizing those claims for 2022. But they will be north of $1 billion for 2022, but we're still finalizing those claims. But you're right that the vast majority of claims are from west central and southwest part of the province.
Morrow notes that 2021's insurance claims came to $2.5 billion. Please stay tuned. Your Farm Bulletin Board is coming up next.
Farm Bulletin Board.
Farm Credit Canada is inviting young farmers to attend their Young Farmer Summit event in Yorkton this Wednesday. The Young Farmer Summit is a series of free events across Canada aimed at attracting and engaging the next generation of farmers, as well as food manufacturers and retailers. You can get real-world advice from engaging speakers, network with peers, and take control of your business journey. People under the age of 40 who are either working in the industry or pursuing a career in agriculture through education can register. So the event is coming up this Wednesday at the Painted Hand Casino. It runs from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Participants can register online at www.fcc.ca/youngfarmersummit. People are encouraged to sign up as soon as possible, as the event is filling up quickly. The featured speakers include Dale Curd. He'll be talking about the keys to collaborative and effective teams. Evan Schout, who will be talking about how to navigate financial risk in farming. Danielle Wildfong will be talking about relationships being the new bottom line at your farm. And Emily O'Brien will be discussing entrepreneurship and emotional profit. So that's coming up this Wednesday, just 2 days away, at the Painted Hand Casino in Yorkton. Register now. I know the number of seats there are limited. And that's all the time we have for the Farm Bulletin Board today. It's now 1 o'clock. Time to check the GX94 Precision Weather Forecast. For the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, and Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, Russell regions today. Mainly cloudy with a 20% chance of flurries, winds west at 20 to 40, and a high of minus 8. For tonight, mainly cloudy with a 20% chance of early flurries, winds west at 10 to 20, a low of minus 17. For tomorrow, partly sunny, winds west-northwest at 15 to 25, a high of minus 12, a low of minus 25. For Wednesday, partly sunny, winds north-northwest at 10 to 20, a high of minus 16. For Thursday, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of late-day flurries, a high of minus 5. And Friday, a 30% chance of light snow in the morning, then partly sunny, a high of minus 2. In the Paw, it's minus 12 degrees, Swan River minus 10, Dauphin minus 5, Brandon minus 3, Show Lake Russell minus 8, Roblin minus 11. Regina, Saskatoon, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head all reporting in at minus 10. Hudson Bay and Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington minus 11. The Yorkton, Melville region has a mainly sunny sky, a west wind at 32, gusting to 45 kilometers an hour. 73% is the relative humidity. The temperature is minus 11 degrees. With the wind chill, it feels more like minus 21 degrees. That's your agriculture weather, and that'll do it for GX on Agriculture for today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow at 12:15 for another edition of the program. It's time now for the news and sports headlines.